Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report. Dom Knight with Sammy Shah once again. Charles is travelling, but will join us remotely. He reckons, Sammy, that despite travelling around LA, having power meetings with various people, he reckons he's going to make time to do the podcast. I mean, I'm sceptical.
No, he isn't.
But I like that he at least tried to commit. Listen, that he's going to do it. So
the next time we hear about Charles is going to be some tabloid article about some famous actor that he is sleeping with, Hollywood celebrity, and we'll see him on the red carpet for some event. And then, you know, 2 months after that, they'll find him out for a fraud and kick him back here. So yes, you know, we're not going to hear shit from Charles for a while.
I'm imagining, I don't know if you remember the time that Australian comedian Scott Dooley managed to convince Charles, who used to work on The Chaser, by the way, Dooles from Triple J and then from Nova.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Dooles
used
to work with us back in the day. He at one point somehow became Charlie Sheen's best friend during the time when Charlie Sheen was really going off the the rails, and during the Tiger Blood and all that stuff.
Yeah,
during that phase, Dools was his best friend. I remember though, like Charlie would post things like Scott, you know, Sheen and Dools epic forever, and it was a very strange period. I'm imagining Charles getting in that situation, only he's the Charlie Sheen.
Yes,
and we might have to send Dools in to save him. I think Dools is still over there. Anyway, so yes, stay tuned for Charles. I don't know. There's probably a fringe Kardashian who can feature somewhere in the piece. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that goes. We'll get into things in just a second.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The Chaser Report. News you know you can't trust.
That was an ad break you could have avoided by going to chaser.com.au/podcast. If you've already done that, sorry for crapping on about it once again. Anyway, Sammy, you've just had some test results, which we should get into.
Yeah, so I did something. Have you ever done your DNA testing? You know that ancestry.com stuff?
I never have, because, I mean, the problem with me, Sammy, right, is that my DNA almost certainly consists of different bits of the United Kingdom, and specifically, actually, Great Britain. I don't have Ireland, which is the kind of lyrical, lovely bit of of those islands. I'm talking about I've got Scottish, I've got Welsh, and I've got majority English. And as the more I've looked into it, the more English I am and the less Scottish and Welsh I am. And I thought that was the best bit of me, really. So I don't want to know, because unless the DNA test can somehow tell me that, I don't know, there's something else in the mix there. Mm-hmm. I am very hairy, so there's a theory that there might be a bit of Spanish or something. You know what? I should do it, just in the hope of being slightly less boringly British, because it's just the dullest culture you can possibly belong to. Like, you know, where the
you guys came up with cricket and tea and spotted dick.
But we didn't come up with tea. We stole tea. tea is a thing that the British are best known for, and they didn't even invent it. They just basically took it through their empire, right?
But that's all cultures. I mean, the Italians stole pasta. They think it's theirs, but actually it came from China.
Marco Polo.
They made it great.
Fair enough. All right, so we have tea, a way of making, you know, boring hot water slightly more flavoursome. There you go. And then the subcontinent then took it back with chai, which is far better than regular tea, because they add ginger and cardamom and, you know, other things that are not just tea leaves. So, you know, well played. Anyway, no, so my DNA test results are likely to be incredibly boring, but I should check just in case there's an X factor in there that makes me less
there's
white bread boring.
There's always an X factor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, my X factor is what isn't there, I think. So here's the thing. So, we, you know, every family has their, you know, the ancestors, the relatives who are like, well, from your dad's side, you're this, and you're from your mom's side, you're that. And so from my dad's side of the family, we've always been told that we are descended from the Prophet Muhammad. Basically, if you trace our ancestry back far enough, we go down to the Prophet Muhammad's cousin his descendants. And we at one point we were, you know, there's a king of Yemen who was one of our ancestors. And
is that why you're a Shah? To spread Islam. We know that the Shahs Sayyid, are the kings, Sayyid. Right? Okay.
The Shah is from king, and Sayyid means descendant of the prophet.
Right.
So that's what we were always told. There's a whole genealogy and lineage trees tracing it all back very accurately, and we've always been told this thing. From my mom's side of the family, I was told that we have we started off in Iran as Persians, and we were horse traders for a long time, and then we moved across to South India, to Bangalore, and then in the end ended up in Pakistan. So that's, you know, my mom and dad's side of the family.
I mean, the mother's side sounds a little bit less likely to cause
plausible
disappointment.
Yes.
If you go fishing around in your lineage, it seems a little bit less likely that your mum's side is going to be the one where you go, wow, we've really been kidding ourselves for centuries.
Yeah, so you basically picked up on what I'm foreshadowing subtly over here, all right? In that, so I got curious, and I finally did my DNA test. I went to ancestry.com, and they send you a thing, you
that
spit the cup. It's not that, yeah, it's not that different from getting a rat test these days.
Give me one second, I got to shut the door because there's a crying baby, and I don't need to hear about my descendants.
Okay.
It's not that I don't care about my child. It's just that I care about podcasting more. You understand, Sammy. Anyway.
Of course, as you should, as any reasonable parent should. And so we went and got the DNA. I went and got the DNA thing done. And the results came back. And so I'm just going to tell you the full breakdown.
Right.
83% North Indian.
Mm-hmm.
9% Central Asia and South Asia. Which basically covers the region of Afghanistan, Tajikistan, and Pakistan.
Right.
5% Southern Indian, 2% Anatolia and the Caucasus,
wow,
which is Turkey, Georgia, Armenia, and 1% Iranian Persian.
Oh.
Now, missing from all of this is anything even vaguely resembling the Arab regions. It doesn't have Saudi Arabia, it doesn't have Oman, it doesn't have Yemen, it doesn't have Kuwait, it doesn't have Syria, it doesn't have any of the places that my ancestors and my relatives have all been patting themselves on the back for being from. So it turns out I am basically 98% Indian. And a little bit of Iranian sprinkled in, or Persian sprinkled in on top of that, which is cool as shit, except now I don't want to be the one who tells my family. So I've had to keep shtum about this because I don't want to break all the collective hearts. They already hate me for being a blasphemer. I can't add to the things that they hate me for.
But saying it on this podcast is a completely safe space, right?
Yeah. No one in my family is listening to the podcast. So basically, like, it actually breaks it down by parent. From my dad's side, it is just Indian and Indian. From my mom's side, it is, you know, a little bit of Indian, a little bit of Persian and Iranian, a little bit of Anatolia and the Caucasus, stuff like that. So,
right. So the mom's side has been traveling around all over the place and picking up the odd extra gene pool along the way.
Yes. Yes, and you know, that just means they're sexier on my mom's side, I guess. I don't know.
How much does this cost? What's the price of disappointing your forebears?
Ooh, what
it's
is
like
the
a couple
price
hundred
of
bucks?
Disappointing my forebears. I guess a reevaluation of this sense of self importance. Because
I remember you saying that, you know, you were of royal lineage. Which is,
I mean, look,
when you do hear someone say that, I mean, generally speaking, you know, if you're reading New Idea or whatever, you know that they definitely are not, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just automatically assumed. But in your case, I was willing to, you know, give you the benefit of the doubt.
I appreciate that greatly. I do think, I was telling some of my friends in Pakistan about this, and they all said, they said, look, it makes sense. If you were descended from the Prophet Muhammad, you would easily be the worst descendant that the founder of Islam could ever have hoped to have had. So it's probably just as well that you aren't.
I'm imagining that it's actually quite unusual. If you are 100% Indian on your dad's side, like, it's actually not necessarily very common to have that unambiguous a result.
I know.
Right?
You know what it is? What it means is that my ancestors were Indian, were Hindu Indian, and at some point they converted to Islam. And that was
yeah.
it. But it sounds like the ones who converted to Islam wanted to kind of big up themselves.
So I'm pretty confident. I'm no expert, but my understanding is pretty much that the Prophet Muhammad did not have many Indian Hindu descendants. Is that
yes.
true?
It turns out
not known
that,
for that
might be true.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Chaser Report. Less news, less often.
So what has this done to you? Do you not know who you are anymore?
No, you know what it's done?
Do you feel differently about India, for instance?
So I'm Pakistani. I was born in Pakistan. I grew up in Pakistan. Pakistan didn't exist as a country until 1947. The distinction, we obviously Indians and Pakistanis speak the same language. They have the same music, the same food, the same everything. There's a political division. But that political division, year by year, generation by generation, grows wider. And never the twain shall meet becomes more and more the attitude. But now, looking at this, it gives me that sense of understanding of, hey, my ancestors go back to the Indus Valley civilization, one of the oldest civilizations in the world. And that's kind of cool, you know, that I come from this land of unbroken heritage and connection and dignity and all those things. And it just makes me more sad that I cannot visit India. Because I would like to go to the places where my people originated and travel through, I've never been to Bangalore. I've never been to New Delhi or Mumbai. I've never been to Lucknow.
Ironically, I've been to all those places as the least Indian person imaginable. And not only that, Sammy, but I'm, by virtue of having married an Indian woman, I'm eligible for the status of overseas citizen of India.
I know.
If I apply, you get a special, it's what you get that gives you permanent right of abode in India. Mm-hmm, you can't own property and stuff, but basically any person who can trace their heritage back there has the right to that, or their spouses, except for you,
who are literally
an overseas citizen of India. No, because when you apply for visas, they're incredibly keen to make sure that you have no connection to Pakistan.
Yep.
They'd much rather you come from Australia than from Pakistan. It's very sad. I mean, I remember reading the forms and thinking, are they really keeping everyone out from Pakistan? This is quite tragic.
Yeah, so because I have dual citizenship. I'm an Australian citizen and a Pakistani citizen. But even if I give up my Pakistani citizenship tomorrow, my parents are still in Pakistan. I was born in Pakistan. I will never, at least until the government changes in India and goes back to the Congress party, which isn't happening for a long time, I just can't get access to it, which kind of sucks because I would really like to see parts of India. I think it's kind of, would be cool to go there.
That's an incredible show, man. I went to Varanasi, which is supposed to be the oldest continuously.
You're just rubbing it in now. Yeah.
Yeah, the oldest continuous. Well, look, as someone with a little bit of Indian experience, Sammy, I just want to just educate you about India. It's supposedly the world's longest continuously inhabited city on the banks of the Ganges there. People go there. And, you're supposed to go and die there. If you go and die in Varanasi, you're pretty much guaranteed an excellent reincarnation. And it's the only place I've ever had the opportunity to smell burning corpses. Because what happens there's so much death in Varanasi, death tourism, that 24/7, they actually have cremations by the banks of the Ganges. So I've walked around as though at a communal barbecue, except that it was human flesh that was being burned. A fairly unforgettable experience. I never would have had the chance to smell burning human flesh had I not traveled to the beautiful place that is Varanasi.
I don't know if you're the really birthplace of the Indus civilization for India. I think they can do better than you when it comes to the Incredible India campaign right now.
Well, I must say that I didn't want to rub it in too much, but we did the sunset cruise on the Ganges and the dawn cruise on the Ganges. It was it was beautiful. It was mystical. I hope you get to see it. It's bizarre that someone with that heritage, like, you should be able to show them the ancestry.com thing.
I know, right? That
and say, look,
qualify me.
I'm barely Pakistani at this point in terms of my heritage.
But yeah, I do like the fact that some of this DNA stuff is interesting, because it just, and I know I get now why so many people are doing it, because it does give you this weird, we live in such a world of now, the now, everything is the now and the tomorrow, which is doomed. It is nice to pause and look back and have a sense of connection to what came before.
Well, I must say, I'm at the point where I get to find out that I'm not entirely British. It might actually be worth doing. I'm just looking at it now. There's a Father's Day sale. It's only $90, so 34% off, apparently, to be able to establish that I'm not fully British. I mean, I would be so... If I had just the tiniest shred of anything else in the mix...
Yeah.
I would view myself... I would feel so much better about myself.
Yeah, give it a go.
I hate being British. It's an awful background to have. I hate to say it. I don't know why this country was so absolutely caught up on being the same as Britain. Britain is objectively terrible.
If you want to feel worse about it, you should listen to the new podcast. It's called Empire. And it's by William Dalrymple, who's an excellent historian of British colonialism, and Anita Anand, who's an ex-BBC journalist. I think she said it with the BBC. Excellent series tracing basically the East India Company's rise and fall in India. And that shit will really make you frustrated with who you are.
I read a William Dalrymple book about India once, actually. So that sounds very interesting. Now, it's certainly true that whenever I'm talking to my in-laws... Let's just say the view of British colonialism is not, it's not a positive sense. There's not gratitude towards to Britain for what they did there. And I'm kind of sitting there going, that's awkward. that's my ancestors being shit.
It must be funny being the British guy at the Indian family get together every now and then, because there's still grudges that are held. Maybe for way too long, but they are held.
Yeah. The great thing is that I don't speak Tamil. So when the conversation goes into Tamil, I'm assuming that jokes are being made about me or my heritage. And I'm just like, have at it.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
All right. Interesting.
All right. So what have we established? Sami Shah is only Pakistani by birth and identification.
Well, everyone is Pakistani by birth because it's 1947, Pakistan didn't exist before that. But yes, I am 100% Indian.
But your heritage
99%
is not...
Indian, 1% Persian.
Wow. So, like, have you been to Iran?
No, I haven't been. And now I definitely can't with all my prominent and popular blaspheming.
Our gear is from Ride. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. Thank you very much, Sam. If you want more Sammy, check out News Weekly, Sammy's weekly podcast about the news.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.